Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne. Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu Radio Mikroeuropa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk im freien Radio Wüstewelle auf UKW 96,6 oder als Livestream im Internet. Heute mit einer Musikbox am Mikrofon Ulrich Hägele. Das Lorenzo de Finti Quartett spielte am 27. März 2019 im Tübinger Jazzclub. Radio Mikroeuropa war dabei und hat das Konzert exklusiv für euch aufgezeichnet. Wir bringen heute den ersten Teil des rund zweistündigen Auftritts. Lorenzo de Finti ist in der Südschweiz geboren und lebt mit seiner Familie in Mailand. Zum ersten Mal ist er als Fünfjähriger aufgetreten. Er studierte am Conservatorio Giuseppe Verdi in Mailand und am Berklee College of Music in Boston. Bassist Stefano Dall'Ora spielte klassische Musik und Jazz. Unterwegs war er zum Beispiel mit Astor Piazzolla, Jan Garbarek und Lee Kunitz, dem Mitbegründer des Cool Jazz, der am 15. April 2020 im Alter von 92 Jahren am Coronavirus gestorben ist. Gendrixen Menadias hat seine Kindheit in Kuba verbracht und begann schon als Kind mit der Trompete. Sein Spiel ist expressiv, ja fast wild und dabei sehr kultiviert. Marco Castiglioni an den Drums hat ebenfalls am Conservatorio Giuseppe Verdi in Mailand studiert und arbeitete lange beim Orchester des italienischen Rundfunks. Bevor es losgeht, Lorenzo de Finti im Interview mit Radio Mikroeuropa-Reporter Nico Oehler.
Hi, this is Lorenzo de Finti and you're listening to Radio Micro Europa on Wüstewelle.
Thank you very much for being here with us tonight. You start your education in music in Milan, in Monaco, in Germany and the US. How did these different places impact your music or your style of music?
Well, Europe especially helped me to form my classical music experience. And I really was into classical music until I met a friend of mine in a very casual way, and we decided to play jazz. Jazz was familiar in my house because my father is a jazz pianist, not professional, just for fun, but used to listen to Oscar Peterson and Charlie Parker and the great jazz players, but I didn't like them. I prefer Kiss, you know. But then I changed my mind, and my father was very happy, and me too, because I tried to put together my classical experience and the passion I have for classical music with this new language that I learned. So I decided to go to America, which is, you know, the promised land for jazz. So I would say that every place where I've been studying or practicing or touring has been very influential on me, on my style and on my, in a way that opened my mind.
I read you went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. How does the jazz community differ from the one in Europe?
America is a big country and it's like Europe. So Sicily is very different than Baden-Württemberg and then Norway. So there are very different kinds of jazz. California is different than New York. And the Boston area is very cool because it's very cold. And so you have to practice a lot because you don't go out basically in winter. So I practice a lot. They are very focused on the real Afro-American jazz culture. I mean, bebop, fusion, jazz rock, hard bop. And this is what, for example, in Norway, they contest to Berklee College of Music. They say jazz must be something original. Each individual must develop his own language, and Berklee School doesn't help it. But I learned a lot.
You played in public since you're 11 years old. So after all these different years of performing on stage, what was the most impressive gig you've ever played?
You know, it's complicated. I've been playing different places, big festivals, small venues. As long as the energy and the connection that you can establish with the audience like starts and something happens, this is a great gig. I mean, it must be fun to, you know, travel a lot and stay away from my wife and my three kids. It's not easy. I don't like it. I like it because, you know, it's my job and I really like it.
Is there any musician which inspires you very much?
I like the great pianist of, I mean, generations before mine, like Keith Jarrett, or I like Chick Corea a lot, and European side, Esbjørn Svensson, Bugge Wesseltoft, or Michael Wolny, which is a German pianist, it's a great one. I love him. You know, the thing is, jazz is growing a lot and it's changing every day, and as it was always been since the start. So I'm open and try to catch the new and the beauty everywhere it can be found.
So you think the actual album Love Unknown is an evolution to the last one, or a tribute, and are connected to each other?
They're connected, but it's an evolution, absolutely. As I say, I have three kids and they look like the same. I mean, they're blonde with blue eyes because my wife, she's blonde with blue eyes and brown with black eyes. Even if they're different characters, they're brothers. Same thing.
Do you plan to play in the same constellation with the same band members during the next couple of years, or will it vary?
Well, nowadays it's very difficult to keep a band together, and now so far we've been playing together for 3 years, 4 years. So this is a big achievement, and we succeed in become an international band, meaning that we play a lot around.
Micro Europa.
Micro Europa.
Thank you. Christmas. thank you very much. The next song is called Emotional Landscape, and it's taken from Willie Veer, our first album. It was conceived as a suite of five songs, 1 hour of music without interruption. And in times like ours, when it's difficult to listen, to be focused on something for more than 3 minutes, we definitely wanted to lose. I mean, now it's impossible to play the whole suite, but we like sometimes to play some songs here and there. So this is Emotional Landscape. Thank you. Thank you. To you, Marco Castiglioni, for you on drums tonight. Stefano Dall'Ora on double bass. And Hendrik Sommena on trumpet and flugelhorn.
Thank you.
das Lorenzo Di Finti Quartett mit Lorenzo Di Finti Piano, Stefano Dall'Ora am Bass, Gendrixen Menadias an der Trompete und Marco Castiglioni am Schlagzeug. Es war der erste Teil des Konzerts live eingespielt im Tübinger Jazzclub am 27. März 2019, exklusiv hier bei Radio Mikroeuropa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. An den Reglern saß Aaron Geiger, die Postproduktion besorgten Fabian Schaller und Klaus Klein. Vielen Dank an Martin Trostl vom Tübinger Jazzclub. Ohne ihn wäre unsere Aufzeichnung nicht möglich gewesen. Den zweiten Teil mit dem Lorenzo Di Finti Quartett bringen wir zu einem späteren Zeitpunkt. Damit wären wir auch schon wieder am Ende unserer heutigen Musikbox. Wenn ihr mehr über Mikroeuropa erfahren wollt, dann schaut auf unsere Homepage unter mikro-europa.de. Die bisherigen Sendungen zum Nachhören findet ihr in unserer Mediathek auf der Homepage der Tübinger UB. Vom Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Ulrich Hägele. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören, tschüss und bleibt gesund. Thank you.
Thank you.